Okay, what I want to do here, Ramban, just go through some Ramban and just talk about them a little bit. And especially the last one we lost. That I want to build. The Achri Zer, Ki Rav Heshiv Abal Alochois, Zal, Alba Chuvois, Yofois, Vitoivois, Meirois Alvovois, Umulidois, Machshovois, Lashelahem, Einayim Pukuchois, Vosnayim Kshuvois. Okay. Berishayna Omar, Keshia Loshana Talmud, Nemulo Lemoshe, Eich Noima, you see, you notice over here. There's no Sinai there. Okay, now, okay. You see, do you have Sinai there? Now the motion, now, you look over here. I have over here. Okay, 1 second. Okay, I have footnote one, which I was going to skip over, but if you're interested, I can read it to you. The footnote I have over here in the Bible is like this. Hagilsa, shel nemu le moishe, he b'cholat fusim, baksis v'yad. Ochein, yesh chilik b'neim. No, kol tfusim, baksis v'yad. I'm talking about, it should be really, okay. Okay, but it's not, no. It's more than that. I didn't say this correct.
Speaking
of
the Ramban.
No, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I speak with the Gis and the Gemara.
That we know from the
Torah. Okay. Ochein, that's right, okay. Yesh chilek b'neim. Shebeksav yad herzag aleph echad. Uminchin tishim v'chamesh, 95. Hagis dihi nemru l'moyshe b'sinai. The Gis and all of them, everything has Moshe. The questions have Sinai also. Chasav Yad Herzog has Sinai. And Tfus Venezia and Vilna, the Gius is Nemu L'Moshe. Okay? Like we have over here in this Ramban. But the way, you'll see in a second, however, he points out that the Gius and Alachas Gedur is a different Gius. Let's continue. But that's just, you're correct about it. That was my note, but I was going to skip it because today, but you want it, that's the same. Eich Neema B'dobe Shehu Medrabonon Shehu B'chlal HaMinyin Hazeh V'omnom Baal HaLochis Eino Geiris Kein Elo Eino Geiris Kein Avo B'nuscho Sheloi Motsosi Chosub Dorash Rebi Simloi Sheish me'ois v'sholish esrei mitzois nitzavu Yisrael. Nitzavu Yisrael. So that's mamash a whole different world. You understand that? Okay? Ba'aloshin hazeh yichlo kol mash nitzavu afidu abonans. He says, that's what the aloshin has had in mind. He had a different years in the Gemara and everything. I call m'kal m'kol m'yom v'sholish. That's basically what he's saying. It's a very simple, it looks very nice, you know. Looks like, wow, this is great, correct? And he says, Then he says, V'aloshin hazeh yichol koma shenitzal afilu rabonon, v'mitzah shal divrei moro mavocha, shekin shal mitzah v'zimonon v'chulei. No problem. No, because he says, shekin ishanu. These are called mitzvahs, I guess. I guess they're called mitzvahs. Nitztavu Yisrael. How can you say Nitztavu Yisrael? He says Sheisho Yisrael. If he says Sheikh Yisrael, it means Nitztavu Yisrael. All we're saying, we say Bracha, that's what it means, Nitztavu Yisrael. That's what he's trying to prove with that, okay? You see, the Rambam asked the Gemara in Shabbos, so the Rambam further on in this Shoyosh asked Mashiach the Shabbat Tzitzel, how can make a bracha like that? And the Gemara says, he talks about this. But the Ramban basically is saying that the kavon and the bracha is something else b'chlal. That it's b'chlal in the Sabbath of Yisrael. Okay? That's mamish very nice, correct? Mamish kvalit, no? Okay. If you look at the halachas of Bilis itself, and you're very honest, there's more to this than meets the eye. So I'm going to read to you. Okay? Dorosh Rabbi Simloi. And you tell me if you're excited about this afterwards. Dorosh Rabbi Simloi. Sheish Meos Sholosh Esli Mitzvahs. Nitzavu Yisrael. Oma Manuna Maikro. Teres Yil Moshe. Begimati Yohochi Habe. Sheish Meos Viachas Esri Habai. Onochi Velo Yiyem Tiagvu Shama. Sholosh Meos Veshishim V'chomeish Mitzvahs Loisaseh. Umasayim V'aboyim. Ushmona mitzvah say. That's all nice, okay? Okay. Elu shishim, okay, v'chule, v'elu shishim, then he has at the end, shishim v'chamesh parashis, and he finished the parashis, and now I'm going to finish how he finishes the whole discussion. I'll read you the following sentence, which is the problem. Harei kan, sheish me'ois, v'sholish esrei mitzvahs, shekibu Yisrael b'sinai. This is the Lashon Halachos Gedolos. Okay? Now, you know, I don't know, something is askew here, if you understand. You can't, you know, I'm not saying anything. I don't think there's anything to say. But something really is askew. Because, you know, you can make the case that the Rabban makes if you don't have the last sentence. But your last sentence is a little difficult to make the case you make. Then you can just add, you know, once you quote the Gematria, and you learn the Gematria with Teretz Yivolonu, if the Gematria is somewhat serious, a little bit odd to learn off of Teretz Yivolon Moshe, the Gematria misses the one said to Moshe. But, you know, you can live with it. But it's a little difficult. But the last sentence in the thing is a little bit, you know, I don't know what to do with it. Okay, we can continue. I have nothing to add to this, but I think that this itself is a contribution. Okay?
It wouldn't be a tikkun.
What? It would be what?
The whole Yisoda, the whole entire business is based on the Gears of Problem. He's bringing it back to the same idea.
Yeah, that's what he's trying to say. That's what the Ramban's trying to say, but it's not clear to me that's the case in the Bahag also. That's what I'm pointing out to you. Okay? That's fair, correct? I didn't do anything unfair, and you would be disappointed if I did anything else, correct? Next, okay? Umikom, okay? I feel the fear on the scholarship because of him. Nemru, Lemoshe, Misinai. Okay, it's a little strange. He seems to be vacillating between the two scholars of the Gemara. Okay, so I'm not sure what he means exactly when he says Nuskalos. There might have been two various texts in the Gemara, and Nemu Moshe Messina is even more strong. I don't know why he wants this. Okay, because he never referred to different Nuskalos, whether one says Sinai and doesn't say Sinai or not, and before he didn't mention Sinai. Okay, so I'm not sure what he wants here exactly. It's all speculation. Correct. Okay, Einoi Dov Rochlik V'Nifla, and this is a place of poetry on the Psukim in Dov Rochlik V'Kem Ki Chayechem. And according to some, that's referring to Terah, and Terah can't be like that. Terah can't be Rochlik V'Nifla. Okay, that's just a poetic term because it's not Lahavi B'Cholon Miut Mitzvah Shel Divrayim. Mishloisha Taimim. So he says, even if you accept the Girsa, okay, so the Baisi is you have to accept the Girsa because of the end of the Bahag. So we didn't gain that much with all this, okay? In other words, he could have had the Bahag's approach with his Girsa the way he quotes. Okay, we say that. So he says like this. Ho Echot. Mipnei, now this is a very interesting sentence. We're just the Shachachomim nogim ze tamid lohavi binyanim shel divreim loshen teira ulechazik oisam oid bepsukei teira. Okay. Now this is a little bit odd because after he quotes his first example, there's a space in the Ksav Yad, and he's about to quote other examples. He doesn't quote any other examples. Okay? But that's not really my issue now, okay? Because you can't say Tumid unless you build the case, okay? But that's what he says, okay? Shh. So the question is, I'm just a little bit confused, okay? And this is the question everyone should be jumping over here. Why should everyone be jumping? Because as I said, you're going to kick yourself, okay? Didn't we say that the Ramban himself has a discussion of whether the minyan of Taliyah is Alachol Moshmi Sinai, or it's Simloi's idea. And then he comes to the conclusion, Bispashus HaCheshbon, Bechule Bechule, that the Cheshbon is real, correct? And there is a Kabbalah of Tayag, which Alachol Moshmi Sinai, correct? The Ramban says that. So how do you do that, and at the same time, say that the nusach of the halacha, which is halacha Moshmi Sinai, is Rav Simloi's nusach, and Rav Simloi is part of the chamim that tamid they nichlal the miut bechlal the roim or something like that. You know, what type of argument is that? Is that a fair thing I said? Let's start again. Am I correct that everyone should have asked this question and kicked themselves? Okay. And l'chayr, it's a question which, you know, I just don't get. What does he want? I didn't see anyone. No, it's l'chayr. No. You know, if you look in the first sad, and it's from Simloi's idea, and there might be a machlekes about it, what the Indian is, but if you take the position that it really is Alokho Meshmisir and a Beseir and a Kabbalah, the mean of Shesh Meyois, you can't give it Beshleshes, right? You can't apply and say you include the Rabbanans in the same time called Alokho Meshmisinai. Or maybe you can, but you know, I don't get it. Okay? Is that fair?
In the whole Baha'i doesn't fit in the Ramban. The Ramban could not accept the Baha'i.
I wouldn't say what he was to say, but I didn't say. I say, in other words, the question is the minyan a Mesera or not? You can say the minyan is not a Mesera, and it was Rab Simloi's idea. And you can hit the Baha'i with that also. You can say that's the Baha'i, okay? That's okay. But once he quotes the minyan Tahag, Baha'i, Tayag, and quotes the Bahag as the first one to go out with the Tup Mechilis, and he wants to know what this minion is, and he comes to the conclusion that it's Halachom Shmi Sinai after everything's been done. You can't do that and say that the Nusach is the Lashon Chacham unless you're going to come to conclude, unless you're ready to say that it's true that I concluded that, but I'm ready to accept the Bahag disagrees with me. I understand that, but you don't get that impression that, you see, it's a little bit odd to say the Baha'i disagrees, because, you know, the whole purpose of the Asogas Ramban is to really, to defend the Baha'i, unless he feels it's a Chamon or Shekelim, okay? So, if he holds that there's a logical possibility, because basically what he ended was he was ready to say that maybe the Rav Simloi is only his own idea, and he doesn't accept that as a logical possibility. In other words, it's not, it doesn't fit because it's Pashta Minyan, he's not ready to accept it. So you can want to say that he's ready to accept it for the Bahag, and you know, because he himself says not Doma, that he's not a Chamon or Sekelim. And if he disagrees with the Bahag, he's agreeing with. So to quote this, if he doesn't really agree with it, unless I just don't get it 100%. That's fair. There's not, I'm not trying to say glish chushi tayo, maybe later we'll see if it will be or not. Just plain lomda shiva type. Correct? But the truth is, a serious Talmud should have more handle from this than the other thing. Because something that he could have done and didn't do, he kicks himself for, and that's a push to go ahead. But something which he says, that's kmo v'chotim, it's like going to Mars, you know, it sounded nice. Okay, so you can come back and talk to him.
Unless he doesn't, he's not mekabel the hashem last up and down.
Why?
At the end of the Sheni, the Ramban says that the Rambam is right. Besides the Sheni, correct?
Okay, and I understand that. No one says accepting, but the purpose of all this, the Hasogis. Is at best, that's what he said. He's going to defend the Bahag, but only to the point that he's not a Chamon or Shekelim. So, does he feel that which he presented, that Tayag Mitzvahs are something that everyone accepts or not? And the emphasis is the way he presents the Bahag in the original way, and he presents this, the minyan which everyone talks, and the Bahag was the one that brought it to the to center stage, correct? So is he prepared to say that according to the Bahag, that it's only Rav Simloy's opinion? You know, if I would have come in and started this year, Rabbi Isai, this is the Bahag's opinion, this is the Rabban's opinion of the Bahag, you know what I'm saying explicitly. You would have looked at me like, you know, this is not the impression you get when you read the thing. You want it, it's okay. You know, L'chir, that's the only way out. But it's something which, you don't like something that if you hear it independent of the problem, then he says that this is weird, okay? You see, I'll tell you something. You see, I'll tell you what I understood between Brisk and the other approach to learning, okay? You know, you have a good kasha, you know. If you're a good medayik, you can ask a good kasha, you can be mamash a fine alumni. The question, what do you do with the kasha? You say, Miroiv hechach dachim zogim azeh. And that's all the pieces of information that are in front of you point in that direction, which seems to be a very, very nice thing. And the truth is, it's good for Talmidim. You know why? Because Talmidim can imitate that. It doesn't take real expertise in the Yama Talmud to do anything better than that. In other words, if you ask the good question, and you say, and you say something that fits into all the tidbits, all the data, the pieces of data that are in front of you, you're okay. Correct? See, the way I was taught, and what I thought Brisk was, that you have a kasha, and it's not a problem, but if Lemaisa is, you could prove what you're trying to say independent of this kasha, and you would have come to this conclusion even without the kasha, then you really have something. It's not that the kasha is forcing you to do anything. Okay? So that l'cheira is a lot more, from a scholarly point of view, a lot better, I would assume, okay? On the other hand, it's more difficult. So a Talmud trying to do this will get a little bit, you know, distraught. Okay? You can say, it's difficult. I'll tell you, that's what I'm saying. You can say, the whole situation is difficult here. The Baha, you know, it's all very strange. And Shalom and Sochim, that's what I say, okay? Or you can say, you have to say something which you never would have said, that the Ramban only said that because he thinks that's a mitzvah. But he himself, okay, to say that, you know. As you like, doesn't bother me, okay? Because anyone reading this Ramban would have never said that. Okay? Unless I asked this question. Okay? And you're just saying an answer which like answers the question, but no way if it's in the text of this Ramban the way he's presenting things. That's the issue. Okay? Say that. Okay, that's next. Now, we go on. Okay? So that's, you know, you remember, I can say over the various Rambans and that, but I don't think it's necessary. Very clearly, you know, Mispash Zacheshvan, whoever it is, that there was a Messiah of Moshe, so it's a Messiah of Moshe. So the Lashon is not Lashon Chachamim. Shh! Umikomokoim. Okay. Now, the Ramban adds something and gives his first proof to this. B'chol mochem tamid, okay? And he only quotes one. So let's see what it is. So what do? The chomim noigim ze tamid, lohovi binyonim shel divreihem, loshen teiro, ulechazek oisom, o b'psukei teiro, okay? Kmo isha omru, when in Ma Omru Teira, Nashu, Mayim Bechag, Bechag, Oma Kodesh Baruch Hu, Nashu Mayim Lefonai Bechag, Kedei Shiz Baruch Hu, Lochem Gishmei Shana. The Imru Lefonai Berosh Hashana, Malchiyos Zichronis V'Sheifos. Okay? Correct? That's what he says, correct? That's the whole proof. That's the Talmud and everything, because he says at the end, you look after he finished, he says, V'oid or something like that, and he leaves you like hanging, because it's not there anymore. He says there's space in the Ksaviyat or something like that. At least the people, it's not his caviar, but the people copied over, left the space. Ramban probably left the space, never filled it up. The question, what were the other cases that he had in mind? Okay? Shh. Okay, so let's read this b'raisa. Just want to show you, there's a b'raisa in Rosh Hashanah. Tez Zayin Amanal. Tanya, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Neymar Matera. Haviu Aviu Oimer Bepesa Bepesach Mibne Sha Pesach Zman Tfuobu Oma Kodesh Boruchu Haviu Lefonai Oimer Bepesach Kidei She Tizboruch Olchem Tfuo She Besodes Mibne Ma Omoteiro Haviu Shte Alechem Batzeres in Bnei Shatzer is man peyus ilonu. Oma kodesh bochu. Hey, viel the fun I stay alechem, but seres kadesh is bochu lechem peyus ilon. Bnei mao matera nitzchu mayim bechov. Oma kodesh bochu. Naschu lefonai mayim bechov kadesh is bochu lechem gishmei shona. Vimu lefonai b'rosh shona malchi zonu shefreis. Kedei shem tamlichu aleichem zichoinois malchus zeh tamlichu aleichem zichoinois kedei shi'alo zichoinoichem lefon on the table ma b'sheifa. Okay, b'seila. The truth is, it's very clear, the whole b'raisa and everything we're talking about it is mamish teira alochorosh b'sinai. Every single one of them. Oimer, shtei aleichem, okay. Nesach HaMayim is a shayla to drosh aloch l'mash b'sinai of mayim, you know, nesachel, okay, say that. So the whole price is mamish clearly teira, okay? So the only point of contention over here, and the Ramban is to quote the whole price, the point of contention is the tail end of the price, malchiz zichoynes yishoynes, correct? So the Ramban is quoting only the tail end of the Braisa, and says that the Naschu is Take Adraisa or Alocha Mishmi Sinai. So I'm not sure if you really can say. You see, you have to ask yourself a question here. What is it? Bima Omgatera is referring to the text Natosha Biksav, or it's the Rebbe. I don't know who the Omgatera is, because here it becomes a little sticky how you look at Nisa Hamayim. That's not my issue. I mean, you understand, okay? Now, one could say this Bryce is of the opinion that it's Nesachel, and it's Taki in the Torah, and that's also Ma'om Torah. Say it, I don't know. Okay, I'm not, that's not my issue here. So L'cheira, and Ramban L'cheira is not dealing with Nisach HaMayim, because the Omer Teira, you see, is Lashon over here. Shechom Noegi and Tomid Lahovi Binyon Shedevreim Lashon Teira Ulechazek Oysam. So what's he referring to? Is when it's Chamayim with his Omer Teira, or is referring to the end? He's talking about this Zechariah Lachariah. He's talking about the Zechariah Lachariah. So there doesn't say Omer Teira. The question is, what does he want exactly over here? He wants in the Imru, what?
Imru for Omotar, that's the question?
That's what every single one by itself says Omotar.
Except this one.
So in fact, let me point this out to you. I just want to, if you bear with me for a second, I'll read to you it for in Rosh Hashanah Tezayin Menal. For all the Pir Polish Vibrais Atam Rosh Hashanah Mishum di idoch kuru de reisa ak minhu boso hochi ak minhu akad minhu. They were marked in all the rest of the certain de reises. Boso hochi nokad brochais rajeshano de inon the inon drabon inon drabon the drabon of Kramin Bishari Michilton stea yoris beachas taken beachas mvochin hochil mokoin. She took me off the Mokshavok. Apple gaff, the whole badai, the whole suffix, my time, more the rice of more the rabbon. Vahainu, the lake Oma Hoch, we bring my own with Taylor, Kid Kong Besamok. The Chay of the Rai is, as the Ritva says, that he's quoting only the beginning, we bring my own with Taylor. He doesn't say we bring my own with Taylor, okay? And that's good for the Rai of the Rabbonim. But that lechera is contrary to what the Rabban is trying to say, because the lechera is trying to say. You don't get what I'm saying. The lechera.
Why are you saying lechera? It is contrary.
Okay, good. I'm trying to be nice. Okay, I say with the way I see it. You can only say it seems to you that it's contrary. Okay.
There is a session.
Okay, good. But Rabban. I don't get it. My interest over here is not to attack the Rambam or anything, just to present, to look at this in a serious way that a person who seriously wants to get to MS, what they would say. Okay? Did I do anything wrong here? You don't like that? I'm sorry. I'll cross it out of the record. Okay? But we're okay? Good voice is important with voice.
You're not equivocal.
I have no clue. Okay? That's what I said. The Ritva is made that the Sikh took an army for Nehma Omer Teir, and he always says, Oma Kodesh Boruchu, and it's Mrami, it's the Teir Omer Lechair. So it's just the opposite. The Ramban Lechair is. The only proof, he says, I'm going to do with Tomei. The only proof that he proves is this one. And if you accept the Ramban, the Malchus is the Rabbono, the price itself is Maramis, then it's Andres, it's different, correct? So the chayyur, the whole price, the whole proof then is the chayyur. It means like this. Probably, let's go back here. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Nischal Lefonai. See, what happens over here is something else. I think the best the proof can be is because Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu goes on both. See, Yireimah Matera Nischu the Mayim, right? Bechag. And it says, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Nischu Lefonai Bechure V'imru. V'imru, who's saying V'imru? HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So the Chiri is the best we have from all this in the Ramban is the Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that L'Chiri is the sentence, when he brings the sentence, he says, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's quoting that, he's quoting the end of it. Because you need that. Even though it's somewhat contrary, he wants to really, what he's referring to, I would have wanted him to refer to Torah. And the memory itself just is the opposite of him. So he's not misyachis to that. And his proof is, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu. And how can you say Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu on a drabon? That is what he's trying to do. And I would have said just the opposite, that the bright itself is Meramez, that it's not, you see, if you're trying to mechazik it, you're not Meramez, I just don't get it. That's the problem. The mechazik is not clear, right? They can say, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, they want to make it like that, so whatever, even when they're mechazik it, there's tshuva b'tzina to tell you that you shouldn't take it seriously. But then he loses his whole argument. See, I would have said that even if you accept the Rabban's point, that even if they're trying to mimaramez and mechazek, at the same time the mechazek, the mimaramez, that it's the Rabbonim. They're even trying to mechazek it, they want to tell you that, you know, take it with a grain of salt. That's what I would have said. So I would say, if it's a hot satan, then, by Rav Shimloi, that doesn't exist, then the chayyur can't do it. Because you can't make a proof. In other words, the question, why did the Rabban go out of the way not to say Menahom Matera? So the chayyur is, they want to miramiz it. So you say, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the Rabban is correct to some extent, but in the proof, if someone thinks about it, it's true but see that. And you don't have that here. Correct? Is that fair? Is that fair? You have to be yes, you know. Again.
This is the Tommy and this is the proof. I mean, it's.
Okay, good. We say that, but you know, no. But you see, I'll tell you something. You understand yourself. That anyone who's going to read this, you know, that's what they're going to conclude anyway. So, you know, but okay, just trying to tell you. I didn't see, you know, maybe people ask these questions. But okay, but let's continue. Now, you see, but there's more here. Because it may be, the question is, why did they do this? Why was it Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu? Why was it Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu? Okay. So I think it's Machlokes Ramban and Ritzvah, what the Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu is over here. The famous Ritvah, which everyone quotes, but they don't quote the context of what's going on, that when the Rabbonin have an asmachta, it means to Megala Ritzoyin HaTera, is right over here. Okay? And the Chiri, that's what it was saying, because you see, it says, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's the Haraya, that asmachta means that it's Ritzoyin HaTera. But the Chayyur, if the Ramban would have had this approach, and that's what it's doing over here for Lashon, it's fakir, the Lashon HaTorah, the Mechazik, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, is not being Mechazik anything, oh, but that's Gufa Zokta, that's what it's trying to say. That's Haka Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because you have, it's not a Tzivui, you have the Torah, But Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I understand you're going to come to this conclusion, and it's Taka Gutena Teira. And you have the option anytime you want to implement it. It's Taka Gutena Teira. It's Taka Gutena Kodesh Baruch Hu. And you can say, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu.
That's the ritual.
Yeah. But L'chira, and are we doing it for this? No, the Ritva says it by the Malchus Chayes Shefes. Yeah, and I think that you're going to have to say that the Ramban disagrees with that, because if the Ramban is going to take the Ritva's approach in terms of this, then you push it bankrupt because it's not being mechazik anything. Now I'll reach in the before. That's the important thing I take out over here. The only thing that you can pull out of this is the Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu. But if the Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu itself and Makrimor has meaning, then you can't pull anything out of it. So the conclusion is that what the Rambam, what the Ritva says in the other approach is Chas V'Shol V'Shtachah Dovah Lo Yoimah, is the Chayyim Rambam's going to take that approach. Let me just read to you a few lines of his book. The Seder? Is that clear that the Chayyim, that I didn't do anything. We took step and step and step and step and step. And that's what we got, correct? Okay, now. Here it goes. Here's the Ritva. I'm going to read to you now. Umehocha somchu, it says Zayin of an Aleph. Umehocha, okay, what's it? Om v'hotik om om HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chule, I'm skipping here and there. V'hotik om om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, okay. And he says, Yesh lumo shiroi lahazkir psukei tchua u'psukei zichroin zikoloi u'malchiyos nafgalon Kamoshidoshu Chazal Misifri Priposik Voyo Lochem Zikol Neshem Lokecha Mani Hashem Lokecha Shein Tamil Hashem Lokecha Lode Boy Ava Homo Homoboy Omehocha Somchu Rabbonon Leskune Hani Psuke The Tkiusa Omishum Hochi Ktoni Rabbi Akiva Shoma HaKodesh Baruch Hu Imu Lefonai Malchias Shekol Ma Shieshlo Asmachta Min HaPosuk Heir with an iron, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Sheroi la'aseis kein, Elo shelekavu chayva, Umosu lachachamim, V'zedova boru be'emes, V'loi kedivrei hamefoshim, Ha'asmachtais shuhu. Kidech Simon Shenos Nuchachomim Lovoloisha Kabonis Hateo Lakach Chas Visholoim Yishtaka Adobo Vloyoima Shizu Das Minushu. Just reading what the Ritva says. Avalatehe Ida Bakach Umosu Chiu Hadovo lekavoy lechachomim im yirtzu kmo yishenem ovesis al piadovo ashiagiv locho ulefikoch timso chachomim nisnim b'chom mokoyim raya b'izecha oy asmachl divrei min atera koyim b'she'enem mechatshim dovo b'libo b'chol teresh b'alpe l'muza b'teresh b'ksav shitmimo b'chas shom b'she'eno kum. Now here, just a few important things. It's a major thing, okay? He makes a major point, which I never would have said. He says that Torah Shebal Peh includes the Rabbonins. Isn't he saying that? He says, listen, Klima, She'ena Mechach Ndom Limbo, Chol Torah Shebal Peh, Remuze B'Torah Shebiksav, She'hi Tmima. And thus get right into Rosh Hashem Tmimo. That even the Rabbonim are Mumuza. Okay? That's one. Okay? That's very important. Then he has another important line over here, which we're going to have to just keep in mind And I want to just tell it to you now, and I'll tell it to you why you should remember it. Okay? He says, Umosel chiu vadovo lechovu lechachomim im yutsu, kmoi shenemo vesisa al piadova shagid lecho. Okay? Lefikach right? So it means there's an assay over here. And that's the Ram, not the Ramban, because the Ramban learns that it doesn't refer the Kholashi Yerucho and the Loisosu is only an Asmachta that the Rabban can misake. But if you want to say this, you have to ask to be real. You can't have an Asmachta to tell you what Asmachta is. Oh, unless you can, I don't know. So I think the whole, in other words, the question is, how do you look, just like, you know, the way, how do you look at all the Rabbans? What's Teresh HaBapeh? This is it. And this is the question over here. If you say it's the plain Rabbanon, and it's all an Asmachta, and it's all Makodesh Baruch Hu Chazik, no Rabbanon Tomei, but say that's one approach. But L'Chayda said it was coming to say. Okay? Is that fair? But you see, the major thing, you see, the back and forth in Omri text of the Ramban, I think is very important for Talmud, you know, to work through it, to understand what the Ramban is saying, what's going on. But the final conclusion of where the Ramban is standing and where the Yavor is standing over, I think, is a major point. Okay, I didn't want to play to, you know, to talk about this that much, but as I was reading it over now, It just dawned to me that it's very important to bang in. If I don't, you won't. Okay? It's clear that it's banged in? Okay? when you get, for example, the Ritvah, and you have to ask yourself, you know, the Ritvah about Melechus Cholomoid, you know, and the whole, you have to ask yourself, is there anything in the Ramban, the Chumash here and there that talks about the Tzenite? You have to think about this, but L'Cheira, what Ritva is making a major statement that all our smachtas are given the Tzenite. Okay? He's close to the essay, but it doesn't make a difference. Okay.
This is his sheet or a lot of people's?
I don't know, I'm not trying, I understand this, I'm trying to tell you. I'm not going to say that. You look into it, but I'm not interested. It's a side point, but it's a major thing, because you can't quote this proof and have the Ritva's opinion, because then you have nothing. Imamish have nothing. It's Imamish, it's just, you know, there's one thing being contrary in the text itself of the Braisa and whatever, but here, it doesn't say it, okay?
Ritva says something like this, it means that all his rabosai he's going to assume hold like this. I mean, it's not clean.
I understand everything you want. I understand simcha. I'm ready to accept. I'm ready to sit in front of you as a Talmud lifnei Rav ala karka, and just explain to me how this Ramban fits and what it means. If you learn like this before. Okay? That's my point. So I would have said a priori that the Ramban disagrees, okay? It is also clear, I'll tell you something, okay? I'm going to tell you something else. But this is irrelevant, okay? But it's a idea. The Rambam clearly says that an asmachta, under certain circumstances, is only a simon. Okay? But it's a very limited thing. It could go further, but I know in one case that he certainly says it. Whenever you have a local Mishmi Sinai and the Gemara is an Asmachta, that is serious, that it's only, it's nothing. It's only Asmachta, it's only Simon. the Ram learns that local Mishmi Sinai means there's no Remez in Torah Shabbat. It's complete unadulterated Torah Shabbat. So you can't have something in Torah Shabbat. So the Asmachta, by definition, has to be just only Simon Ba'alma. Okay? We don't know that that's extended any further than the Rambam. We have to see exactly if Asmachta uses the same way, according to the Rambam. But I don't know what more to tell you. Seder? This is pretty clear, correct? Isn't that just So not, you know, that's it, correct? Next. Now, next point. Vadova, what time is it now?
51.
Very good time. I want to know, because I'm going to have to decide what we're going to do with the rest of this, because it's almost, I'm on page 2 from about 9 or 10 pages or whatever it is. Okay. I only really at the beginning of page 2. I'm sorry. Vadova Yadua, Bigmola. Shein el drabon. And l'cheir, that's what he means, einon el drabonon, that the whole Oma Kodesh Baruch Hu, it doesn't fit. And that's good for the proof, right? Correct? And according to it, well, it's the same in the Gemara. Correct? I just wanted to show that line. Okay, now let's go on. Old Vishom Oid im Eno Tekel Malchis Lomu Maskir to Achmono Oma Litko. So again, to Achmono Oma Litko. The same type of thing. So it was the Achmono Oma Litko, Otto Tonsoy Latera. Okay, and the Rambam would say no. Correct?
You say, Adra, but needs chizuk is only the Rabbana.
I understand. Don't you, see, if you don't. No, see. I'm just all I'm trying to tell you, if you don't understand, you didn't apply this with Vaw and this Ramban and put it all together, I don't think you can begin to understand the profundity of what's going on here. Correct? But after you see it, you put it together. I didn't say anything over here. In other words, if you put all the pieces together in the proper way, I'm not saying anything. But, no, this guy put it together in the proper way. But the chayr is what you have to conclude, correct? No, I can do the opposite. I can come over here and say, nah, no. Since it's Rabbi Yisrael, and it's minus, and this, the bakoch, no, the bakoch, it made the nanto zach, and Rabban doesn't mean it, and everything's okay, so much so. No, he's there. Okay, bye. Okay, can we go on? Next. And that's what he says, Ufush omu bigmoro, Mufush Omu Big Hochin. See, he's working very hard. You see, he has a problem over here. Because this is Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, you have to prove it's the Rabbanon. Because maybe the whole thesis is not correct. So he's working very hard to prove it's the Rabbanon. Correct? See, he's the Mufush Omu Hochin Lamokim Shetekin. They in Hochel the Mokhish Mavok, Pshit the Hod Rabbonon, Vod the Reise. So it's like a foolish. Correct? So, Elochim is Vachin Omru Oid, it's other proofs, not that Kiyah Shefa is, that the Malchi is not in Kiyah Shefa is at the Rabbonon, but other proofs that the Rabbonon Tomei, because you can't say Tomei, there was only one proof. Okay? Correct? So the chiddush is something's missing here. Okay? The Ramban Al-Tera also has this thesis. Psuk is Zichron is Malchis Hashefres. He quotes Rashi, and that's the Pshat in Zichron Truo. And he says it can't be. I will call ze asmachta. Call ze asmachta midivreyem. We're foolish on, we're hoching the Mughal, we're hoching the Mughal, Pshita, hold the rice, hold the Rabbon, let's see if the Avagap, the Havadai, for suffering. So the question is, which we'll have to think about, is whether it's true or not, whether Rashi, the fact that he quotes in a Chumash, we'll see about this, maybe Rashi has a different approach. And maybe then the whole proof doesn't exist, and we're back to where we started. Because Rashi and Chumash says, oh, what's Pshat and Pasuk? What's the Pshat and the Pasuk? Okay, right. So the Pasuk says, Taka, Dabir in Chavgivayiko, Dabir in Chavgivayiko, it's an emuk, Chavgivayiko, Chavdalad, at least the way the Goyim have the Minyan, Dabir B'nai Yisrael, Leimo, Bachidah Shvi, Be'echa Lachidish, Yia Lachem Shabbos, and Zichron Truo, Mikol Kedish. Rashi Zichron Truo, Zichron Psuke, Zichronis, Upsuke, Sheifreis, Lisko, Lachem, Akedis Yitzchok, Shekov, Tachtov, Ayel. The chayyim of pashas is the ashes pshat and posik. That's tam and asmachta. That's what you would have said. The chayyim. The Ram Pirush Shnayis seems to say that malchus, zichrinus, and shefus is from the pirushim mikabolim leleisha abeinu. Okay. And I'm not going to say anything. I'll read you Lashon Rambam. Hey, tell me what you think you should include from it, okay? Say that. Here's a Rambam. Ram Pirush Mishnayis, Perek Dalet Mishnehe. Omer Hashem, B'Rosh Hashanah Zichron Truot. Ubo B'Kabola. Zichron Eilu zichaynais, tchua eilu sheifais. What's a bo be kabbalah? V'yomu'oid v'hoi lechem zikod lefnei elokeichem ani Hashem elokeichem bo be kabbalah. Zeze shekofo ani Hashem elokeichem binyan av lechom mokon shenem zichaynais v'sheifais. You malchus simon. So where do you want boba kabbalah, boa kabbalah, boba kabbalah? So I would have said, and maybe you can say it differently, you can say whatever you want, then I'm going to pirush makubal. Okay. So all I'm telling you, Rashi and Chumash, you would have thought it's a serious drasha, and the Rambam is very clear about it. I think. Correct. Is that fair? But that's not. This is not the Ramban, and neither is the Ritva. The Ritva was always saying it's the best that it's the Tzoyna Teira. Okay? Next step. So we have all the options that you want, but they're very clear. I heard once, or not once, many times, the Rav used to say that kiyas aseir advoches is a separate kiyu. Okay. Kiyu reisa, whatever. And he used to say that even though holchim b'mokim, you have a choice, holchim mokim shetekim, holchim mokim shibavochim, you go to the mokim tekim, but that's only because advoches by themselves are only the Rabbonim. But Kiyas Aseda Avrochis is the Tereis. Sepikim with Kiyas Sepikim. Okay, same. And the whole, you see, the question is the Imu Lefonai going on the Brochis by themselves, which was the Mitzvah saying, and that's what we were saying, that it's from Tzoyna Teira. Okay. Or, it's going on the brochos together with Tzkiyas. And once you do that, you can throw in the Rambam or the Rashi, whatever. Because the Gemara is very clear that it's the Rabbonim. See, I'll tell you something. See, I don't know how you categorize this, okay? For example, according to the Ritva, after the Rabbonim base what they say on this Asmachta, and the Megalit of Tzoyin Arteta, the Rabbonim can be Kevachayim, okay? When a person does it, he has a Kiyum of a Deraisa, a Kiyum of an Inyan Deraisa. Yeah, but not only that, you could say it's Omar Kodesh Boruch Hu, because he's doing the Rabbonim's will, the Maisa. It's just, it's with Tzoyin HaKadosh Baruch Hu that Rabbonim decided to make a Chayva, that it's okay, so the Chayva, it's some kium, some inyan with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't know what you call it, kium the rice or whatever it is, okay? But it's not the same as Omer Teirah, that's what he says, it's with Tzoyin HaTeirah, okay? But I'm saying Rashi and the Rambam could be Tkiyas HaSeirah HaBaruch Hu is something more than that. Okay. So then the Imu, so that's then the question is, what's the member saying? Oma Kodesh Baruch Hu, Imu Lefonai, it's together with Malchies, it's together with Shefais, together with the Shefa, without the Shefa. It's a whole different mimer then. Okay? Now, even in Ritva, you see that there's some relationship between the keys and the brachas. Okay, if I would ask you the following shaila, you look at me askew, but I'll ask it anyway. Someone didn't have a shayfa for the keys to Meyusha, and it comes to the keys to Me'umud in the middle of Chazoros Hashatz, and they find a shayfa. Okay, it's first blowing. And they just said Malchis, okay, Melech HaKorot, whatever, okay. And they have a Shefa. So what does he do? Baruch Ato Hashem, Melech HaKorot. He says the bracha of Atkiya Shefa. Now, or he doesn't. What does he do? So you would say Poshish, say the bracha of Atkiya Shefa, right? Correct? No. Hello. What? So if you can blow the shofar, you can say the brachas. Okay.
But you also have to say the bracha first.
Yeah. Correct. Now let me read to you the book. Read to this before. And see what you say about it. We know, I'll just give you a hagdom of your seat inside, that when you wake up in the morning and you learn, you say Birchas HaTeirah. But if you miss it, okay, you don't learn or you don't want to, you nifta ba'avar abba, correct? The Ritva says the same thing as by Shefer. If you have the Shefer before, you can make the Bracha. Atkiyas to Meyushev. But if you have it, and you get it by Shmon Esrei, it's the same thing as Nifta Ba'avarabu. If someone else would have said it, you would have said, maybe that it's meanless or something, I don't know, but I'll read it to you. Okay? So whatever it is, if you're ready to say that, it means that they're brachas on the Shefa. You don't need a brach on the Shefa anymore. You understand that there's some relationship between the tkiyas and the brachas. I think that's a very important ritual. Because normally the whole tkiyas say the ritual is gezok, they say. But here this ritual is very important. Because this ritual is like, you know, wow! Okay? Let me read to you the ritual. For Islay Shefa Meikoro, Ki Shomaluhu, I'll say the brachas Shomaluhu, Kloim, Ubahochi Sagile, Vesula Yavorech. Uba Isa Shah, Ain't Soch Lavorech Aleim. Birkas HaTkiya. If he only gets up, Yamin Allah, time of the Berech, V'achach Nisman of the Shefa. Ho Isle Shefa may call it Yishom Elohu, I'll say the Bracha Shom Elohu. Okay, I can read another bit more, but that's okay. I should need a steel. V'im teimam lo mechaisim v'teikim dayim bakdoma de miyusha miyusha. Yesh leimam she'isim kein lemitzvah kein lahalois brochois b'tkia b'tzibo k'derech she'isim b'brochois shel tainis aval ein rai mashkos b'sochon kol mitzvah kul b'brochois v'l'asiyosan chutz mitfilo v'shefo dilmo mikalkil tkiosa v'yitchilo ahi t'shefo l'mevorechlo eloi v'asiyosa v'ilu b'tkiyas t'shal seda abrochis v'adei ein shom b'yichas ha-mitzis ki abrochis ha-tfilo ein k'riksivna elo di al tkiyas d'miyushim hu sh'mevorechim sh'al yesh lehim ahi lav b'tzibuhi elo v'yochim b'komach l'madna v'shom כתיב רבינו הפס שיש לתקיס פרחס המצוס כמו שנוגו שחרי קיבן שנוגו וכו' וכו'. בקיצור is what I'm telling you, that's the scoop here. So it could be that there is a separate kiyum of kiras seda brochus. Dilma doesn't say that in the deraisitzim, because the whole din of kiyas of brochus according to the Dvar is only with Tzeyna Teira. With Tzeyna Kodesh Brochus, the Chan Rabbanan. But you can imagine that all this is Alokhon Mishmiseh, is a Pirushim Kubim Moshe Rabbeinu, but by itself it's nothing. And that's what the Chayyad Gemara says, the Rabbanan. Even more, if you want, I can stop here, okay? I have here to explain what the purpose of Malchus and what the Tkiyas Seda Brochus is, what's going on, and what the and how the Ramban looks, Tkiyas Seda Brochus is something else. Maybe that's not so important for us now into the Sefer Mitzvahs. But for the text over here, we've certainly, I think, been Yetzer, correct? Okay? So.